Right now, I'd like to welcome Steven Ovitzky. He is the director of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which opens this Sunday, the 20th of July, and runs for over a month. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mary Charlotte.
It's always great to have you. So, first of all, I have to ask this silly question, but you know, we talk about it every year. What is chamber music?
Chamber music is music designed for performance in a smaller room. And ideally, it's music that, the way Mark Nykrug, our artistic director, and I look at it, is that it's music for an unconducted ensemble of between one and, oh, maybe 8 or 9 or 10 players. That's ideal.
Unconducted.
Right.
So that's interesting. Why is it that you need a conductor for a symphony but not for a group of 10 players?
It's holding things together. It's shaping things. With a group of a quartet or with a group of up to 8 or 10 players, ideas can be bounced around in the rehearsal so that ideas of interpretation, of dynamic range, contrast can be worked out amongst the players. Whereas with an orchestra, that would be pretty impossible with 90 or 100 players on stage. So that way there's, as the old joke goes, there's one person directing and 100 people playing as opposed to 100 people directing and one person playing.
Right, right. And so when you are putting together, and I know this is something that Mark Nykrug does and we've talked about it a little bit, but when you are putting together a season, how do you decide whether you're going to do the, you know, you might call them old favorites or you might call them cliches like the Brandenburg Concerti, you know, and challenging new music, which some people might call just unlistenably difficult. How do you balance all
well,
that?
Well, I can never imagine any of the Brandenburg Concerti as being cliched. They could be chestnuts or old favorites and the backbone of chamber music repertoire. But what Mark does is, Mark is wonderful at creating this wonderful balance that the festival has and that it's been known for internationally, and that is music that people know and love, like the second Brandenburg Concerto that'll be on our opening concerts on the July 20th and 21st. And then some pieces that are really delightful and enjoyable, but are maybe not known by most music lovers. And on our very first concert, we have Platero e Io by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, an Italian composer, based on the poetry of Juan Jimenez about a man in Andalusia and his donkey. Beautiful, very touching stories for guitar and actor, and they're being done in English. And then
guitar and actor?
Yes, Jonathan Richards from here in Santa Fe.
Who is actually telling the story?
He'll be telling the story. And Castelnuovo Tedesco wrote it with the idea that there would be a narrator speaking while the guitar is playing.
Very interesting.
And again, so you have the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, that brilliant trumpet, flute, oboe, and violin concerto, followed by this piece that you've never heard before, but is absolutely enjoyable. I had a chance to listen to it a few months ago, and I was just really taken by how charming and beautiful the guitar music is, and how touching the story is. And so there you have something totally different, and then after the intermission, this big romantic cello sonata by Rachmaninoff with Lynn Harrell, one of the world's greatest cellists, and pianist Yujia Wang, who's become quite a favorite of festival audiences over the last 4 or 5 years.
So that's an example of balancing the very well-known with the not known at all, or not very well-known.
Exactly, and balancing style differences. A 20th century piece, Platero e Io, with early 20th century Russian Romanticism, and then Bach's brilliant Baroque Brandenburg Concertos. And that idea of balance and discovery, favorites and discovery, something new, is something that is throughout the season that Mark puts together with all the programming year after year. And that comes down to pieces that the festival commissions for premieres, or that we commission with other festivals, so that sometimes the premiere might be at Chamber Music Northwest the week before we do it here. But we go into partnership with other music festivals and create new works, and we have some new pieces on the season this year that were also commissioned just for the festival and our commissioning partners.
What are some examples of that?
Well, the week after opening on the 27th and 28th of July. It's a Sunday, Monday. My really good old friend Roberto Sierra, a composer who lives in Ithaca, New York now, was commissioned to write a nonet. Nine players, a woodwind quintet, flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and horn, plus string quartet. And there were 19th century nonets like that. He was commissioned to write a new one by our festival, along with Chamber Music Northwest and Stanford University. And that's for the Imani Winds and the Miami String Quartet. And the premiere will have happened, maybe about a week or so before we do it here in Santa Fe. But we're part of the group that we were the lead on commissioning the piece from Roberto.
So that's interesting. You work with other chamber music groups around the country so that you can basically, you're not all just on your own, raising your own money and doing everything independently.
Well, it's that plus. And the plus is that when someone writes a new piece, a composer writes a new piece, one of the things that that composer wants is to have the piece played more than the one time at the premiere.
Right.
And by entering into these consortia with other festivals, we're able to tell a composer, if you compose this piece for us as a group, there will be performances in four different locations during the summer of 2008. And that's exciting for a composer. And then because it has that, there it's in the repertoire more, you say, more solidly, and then other festivals and other ensembles get interested in doing it because they see that it's been done multiple times. And so it adds to the repertoire, and that's part of what we really believe in at the festival, is to create new music for the repertoire.
What does it have to do to then become popular? I mean, does it have to have a sound that moves people, that turns people on? I mean, that's the problem with late 20th and 21st century music sometimes, is that nobody understands it.
I think people don't understand special effects cinematography, but they still go to movies. And I think that somehow with music, people think they must understand it before they can enjoy it. And the reality is that music is this sensual sound. And if you love the sound, if it's something that appeals to you, whether it's because of the instruments, certain percussion instruments, or the brilliance of certain combinations of instruments, you don't have to know about or understand the harmonic textures. It's, do you like it? And so I used to joke when I worked with symphonies that no one gives an entrance examination at the box office. And
I know, but I mean, a lot of people don't necessarily like it either.
Well, that's a different story. But liking it and understanding it. You can love something but not understand it. Like I said about...
Well, nobody understands Bach either. They just like it.
They just love it, yeah. And that's why we have Bach throughout the season.
Right.
But Roberto's music, for example, combines what you think of as 20th century contemporary music with this Latin tropical element that he brings from his native San Juan.
Puerto Rico.
And he has managed to create this brilliant musical language that's both serious, with the quotation marks around it, classical serious, and rhythmically and texturally reminiscent of the tropics. And so he's been able to do that, and his music is terrific. He was composer in residence at the Milwaukee Symphony, where I was the president of the symphony for quite a number of years.
And we're going to have him on the show.
Yes,
in a week or a week and a half or something.
Right.
Tell us about your own history. You started out as a horn player?
I still play the horn. I love to play, but decided that I kept getting asked to put things together. So I wound up for a number of years managing classical radio stations, and then right around the time I was 30, I went and became the both artistic and executive director of the Grant Park Music Festival in downtown Chicago, a big orchestral festival.
And so your administrative and, I guess, people skills got the best of you.
Yeah, it just kept, every time I wanted to go do another degree in historical musicology, because I'm very interested in 17th century music, something else came up that was more of a management opportunity, and I just kept taking it until I wound up working with orchestras and had a lovely time with the Symphony at Grant Park, Milwaukee Symphony and Minnesota Orchestra.
So you still play. Do you play in groups? Do you play for fun?
I play for fun with a few other friends, some retired professional musicians from major orchestras. We have a little wind quintet, and we have a good time and play. And it's for me, it's a relaxing thing to do, and it's a way to keep touch with what it's all about. And managing a musical organization is about the music. It's about doing everything in the service of that music. And so by continuing to play, I keep my hand on it and always remember how it's a tough go. I mean, it's hard to get up there and perform at such a brilliant level that our audiences expect. And in the first week of the season, we have so many musicians coming and 30 different pieces of music in the first week.
Good heavens.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, when people get a season ticket or whatever, is it possible to hear everything?
Well, some people do. We have a few people from out of town who come in for the entire summer to attend every concert.
Heavens.
And then there are people from here in Santa Fe that we see multiple times a week over the entire season. It's a destination event. It's recognized around the world as one of the major chamber music festivals in the world. And we have a national audience. We have a national radio series that's produced at WFMT in Chicago and distributed to about 150 stations around the country. And for the last 2 years, it's been broadcast by BBC Radio 3, which is the British classical music service.
So the Chamber Music Festival of Santa Fe has a pretty wide range outside of Santa Fe.
Well, not only in this country in the BBC, but for a couple of years, the Israel National Classical Music Service has been broadcasting it, as has the New Zealand radio.
We're talking to Stephen Ovitzky of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which opens on July 20th and runs through the 25th of August. So there's a broader definition of chamber music than limited to, you know, classical, baroque, romantic, that tradition of music. You also have, for example, pieces by Paquito de Rivera, basically jazz pieces. You've got on Saturday the 26th a whole Cuban and South American program.
Right, and it's played by the Imani Winds, which is a woodwind quintet, or wind quintet, of flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, and bassoon. And they love playing music of African and Afro-American and Latin American composers. And they've made a number of arrangements of these pieces by Paquito de Rivera and Astor Piazzolla. So they'll play Libertango, one of Piazzolla's most famous pieces, but
right.
In their own special arrangement for wind quintet. So on at 8 o'clock at St. Francis on Saturday the 26th, they'll be playing a concert of really terrific Latin-flavored music. Along with one of their musicians wrote a piece based on the life of Josephine Baker. So that'll be, it's called Portraits of Josephine. So that's 8 o'clock on Saturday the 26th.
Parading around scantily clad on
stage? Well, I think it will depict that. It may not be
It'll depict it in a musical way?
In a musical way.
Ah.
But what's wonderful about the festival is that at 5 o'clock that very same Saturday in St. Francis, is an all-Baroque concert on our Bach Plus series featuring David Washburn, who's a brilliant trumpet player who will be playing the Brandenburg Concerto with us on opening night. And he'll be playing trumpet concertos by Telemann, Corelli, and Foch, wonderful Baroque pieces, along with a trio sonata for flute, oboe, harpsichord, and bass, and a Bach flute and harpsichord sonata. So within a period of a few hours, there will be an all-Baroque program with blazing, brilliant trumpet playing, and then Latin American chamber music played by a wind quintet.
That's very funny, because Latin music has such a rich horn sound a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, when you meet like the three trombones you get in a good salsa band.
Exactly.
And these arrangements are terrific, and so I hope people get a chance to hear the Imani Winds on Saturday the 26th. But throughout that week, there's a noon. We have a noon concert series, and that's very, very popular. We have two noon concerts in the first week. Young pianist Yujia Wang will be playing a solo recital on Tuesday the 22nd, And then on Thursday the 24th, we have a program that has more guitar music by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, but just solo guitar.
Right.
I mean, not solo guitar, but a small ensemble with guitar. And then Brahms String Quartet number 2. So it's an
embarrassment of riches. Is it easier to get these incredibly famous and well-regarded musicians to come to Santa Fe because it's Santa Fe?
That's part of it. It's also part of it is that the festival has a 36-year tradition of high-quality music making. Our artistic director, Mark Nykrug, knows everyone in the business, as do I. And it's one of those things where people love coming here because they can play music that they rarely get a chance to play during the rest of the year, and they can play with colleagues that they often don't get a chance to play with.
Because, is that right?
We don't bring in so many groups. We bring in individual players, and we form groups here. And so when...
Is there... I thought you would bring in the such and such string quartet who played together...
Yes, we do that. We bring in a string quartet every week, but we often split them up and have them play... the members of the quartet playing with other musicians that come in.
And they like that.
They love it. And then they play maybe one quartet, but they rarely play a full string quartet concert, except this year, of course, the Orion Quartet, which is finishing the second year of a cycle of all the Beethoven quartets, and they were on your program last year.
Yes, they were amazing.
Yeah, and they're going to, I think, knock everyone out once again with three great programs of Beethoven quartets in the middle of the season.
Now, Kaija Sarjaho is the living composer who is part of the Santa Fe Opera this year with her opera Adriana Mater, and I see that she is on the program as well in August.
She's composed a number of pieces on commission from the festival, and we invited her again this year, and she composed a piece called Serenatas, which is for piano, cello, and percussion. And
like trap set?
No, a large percussion battery of instruments.
And battery is a great word for that.
Well, that's the official, that's really the proper
batería.
Word. Yeah, and so she's doing that for the group Real Quiet, and she'll be here, but also the festival's getting involved with the Sibelius Academy in Helsinki, and they're having students here at a special seminar that she and the cellist Anssi Karttunen are directing, and Anssi is on our series as well. And we're hoping that this first go-round with students from Finland and from the U.S. here in Santa Fe, and then they will be working with Kaija, and then coming to our concerts, and then presenting the results of their composing over that week at a special free event at noon on Friday, August 8th.
Free event.
Mm-hmm. Free event.
So there's a couple of those. There's a free Indian Market concert as well.
That's right.
At the end of August. So do people come in? I guess people come in from all over the place just for this chamber music festival.
They do. Like I said, it's one of the older chamber music festivals in the U.S., certainly in the western states it is, and it has the reputation around the country as being the top of the top, and so that's why people come in. They get a chance to hear so many great players and such interesting repertoire. Like I said, it goes from Bach to music that was composed yesterday, but in the middle, which is where most of the people have their interest, the range is great. There's the like you're talking about the chestnuts. We have the Beethoven Septet and the Beethoven String Quartets this year, and then we have pieces that are we know
those
you
late
will love.
Beethoven String Quartets are crazy.
Aren't they amazing?
They're extraterrestrial.
Yeah, absolutely, and the performances by the Orion will be stunning, like all the performances were last year. It's such a wide range. I mean, this year we have this fantastic piano quintet by Sergei Taneyev, Russian romantic, and it's a passionate, big, full-blown piece. And on that same concert is Ravel's string quartet, which is so elegant and beautiful, and Schumann's Dichterliebe, which is the poet's love, sung by Laurent Nauri, who was the Falstaff at the Santa Fe Opera this year, and Mark Nykrug's playing piano. And that'll be on Thursday the 24th at 6 o'clock at St. Francis.
That Falstaff is supposed to have been Terrific.
Yeah. And Laurent's a wonderful singer. About 2 years ago, he sang Schubert's Winterreise with us.
Right.
And so on one program, one of the most perfect modern string quartets by Ravel, this incredibly passionate set of love songs.
So basically Schumann. What you're saying is you're putting us all through an emotional roller coaster.
Well, I'd say you're putting you through an opportunity to hear great music all summer, almost every night of the week, and on some days twice in the same day.
Steve Novitzky is the director of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, runs July 20th through August 25th. And for more information, people can...
They can call 982-1890 or go to www.santafechambermusic.com.
Steve Novitzky, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
We're going to take a little break right now. Please stay tuned to KSFR.